Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Drinkscussion. My name's Kieran O'Day.
And my name's Jason Voigt.
And we're going to be getting into some beers and some discussion today. But Jason, what are we doing first?
Well, first of all, we thought we'd give you some facts to start off with beer. But I think the first initial point is to talk about who we are. So whoever's listening doesn't go, who the hell are these guys?
That's probably a good idea. Well, I'm a human male.
Well, okay, yeah, okay, I am also a human male.
Well, now that we've gotten that awkward part out of the way, for those of you playing the home game, I'm Kieran. I am, I think, technically slightly above average height, and I teach music as a job.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Jason. I am slightly below average height, I think. I don't know.
I'm going off what my wife told me.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, I'm just going to go, I'm average height, for those who want to know, continue to know height. And I am a body corporate manager. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no one knows what that is.
No. I think we should leave that as a mystery to unfold over
the episodes. Yeah, everyone knows what a music teacher is.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Well, they might not. They might not. This could be a whole, you know, School of Rock scenario.
No, I am actually allowed to be around the children.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bit of a different story then, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Anyway, you were going to get into some beer facts.
Yes. So, beer, I'm sure we all know, is the third most popular drink in the world behind water and tea.
Okay, I wasn't expecting tea.
Yeah.
And I also wasn't expecting water.
Well, one link said that it was coffee and tea. Another one said water and tea. And I sort of believe water and tea is the more reasonable explanation behind that, because water, you need to hydrate yourself. You don't go coffee, tea, beer, then water.
But also, wouldn't you say that water is cheating, because aren't all of these also mostly water?
Well, look, null and void. It's okay. Water, tea, then beer, and let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, look, I'll accept that, and people at home can write in and tell us that they've got a better source on that, or, you know, the Department of Drinkology at the University of Southern North Dakota or something can complain.
Yeah. I went to Columbia.
Oh, and they drink coffee there all the time.
Oh, coffee.
Yes. So what other facts about beer have you prepared?
So there was a really weird one. Apparently Viking warriors who make it to Valhalla are given or gifted a beer when they die.
Is it do you get to choose, or is it just like rest end?
I don't know. But to be honest, when you die, wherever we go, the first thing that someone hands you is goes, hello, welcome, here's a beer. You'd be like, this place is probably going to be all right.
I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But like, what if it's beer that you don't like? What if you know, let's say you're more of a stout fan.
Yeah.
And someone hands you like a really fruity IPA. And then your first act in the afterlife is pretending to like a beer that you don't really
like.
And the last thing you want is for like the rest of eternity. And for those of you at home, eternity means like a really, really long time. Do you really want to have to pretend to a group of people who are as dead as you, living for the rest of eternity, that this is your favorite type of drink for the rest of your life? And at what point do you say, like first sip, do you go, lovely, even when you don't like it? Or do you just say, hey, thanks, I appreciate the gesture, but I really prefer this?
Well, see, now all that I've got stuck in my head is that I'll go to wherever we go, and they'll be like, you get a beer. I'm going to be like, this place is great. And they're going to hand me a Guinness. And I don't like Guinness. And I'm going to get handed that and go, oh, yay. It's like, you know, when you go to open a Christmas present and you think it's a game or it's something that you're going to enjoy, or food. And it's like, here's some socks. Yay.
I mean, you say, I understand where you're coming from. But like, people keep getting me dog socks and I love it.
Oh, well.
And I want people to keep giving me dog socks.
For those listening, keep getting Kieran dog socks.
But not just dog socks. But like, if you,
not socks for dogs, socks that a human can wear with pictures of dogs on them.
Yeah, that's usually the go. But I'm just thinking, like, if you give me dog socks, like, for a birthday, then a consecutive Christmas, then another birthday, then another Christmas, then it's gonna be like, change it up a bit.
Cat socks.
Look, I have nothing against cats. I had a cat as a child, but I just don't feel it fits my sock vibe.
your sock vibe.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, shall we try the first beer?
Let's try the first beer, and shall we give the audience the sound of it opening?
Yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, what is beer? What is beer to you? When someone says, "Do you want a beer?" What sort of feeling do you get? What do you link beer to?
Usually being in a place outside of my house. I think that's the first thing. Like, I have had beer at home, but for me, having a drink of beer is usually something I do in a social situation. I've had a beer by myself. I've had a beer with other people. But yeah. if I'm going to associate one thing with beer, it's doing something other than being at home.
Yeah, fair. I always assume beer as being at like the Elephant Pub in the city. We're from Adelaide, by the way, in Australia. We should probably have mentioned that so people just... You're not going to know this pub unless you're in Adelaide. But that's what I associate it with. I have a beer in the booth. It's fantastic.
Interestingly, when I was thinking about it, I was thinking about a pub in Sydney that I've been to many times.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, the Blue Gums. Shout out to the Blue Gums. We go there because you're right across from where the barbershop contests happen.
Ooh, insight into what Kieran is. Unpacking slowly.
More on that. Anyway, let's get to this
first beer. All right. So the first beer we have is called Hop Hero.
Hop Hero.
Yeah. Azaka and Amarillo Pale Ale made by Slipstream Brewing Company. Slipstream Brewing Company in Queensland.
Oh, Queensland.
So shall we just, if you want to, let's see if we can.
I think the hard thing is going to be convincing the people at home that that wasn't a pre-recorded sound.
That was genuinely freshly cracked.
No, that's it. All right, let's have a pour.
See, if can you hear the pour? No, you probably can't, but let's just start with a portion, otherwise we'll...
A portion?
Oh, hey! Well, also, apparently they have six beers and six team members that work for them.
Oh, cool. Well, so it's a nice little startup kind of brewery thing?
Yeah. So only started in 2017. Right. Six beers, six team members. What I did like, though, when I was looking at them, their website has a thing called real-time tap lists. So wherever their beer is stocked, it will show you on what they call their real-time tap list website. And then you can go in and it shows you all the places across Australia where it's currently on tap. And for how long it's been there for, and for which type of beer they have there as well.
That actually sounds really good.
Yeah, that is the greatest idea. Like, how did that not come about sooner? Because then now, if I really like this beer, I know where I can go try it without going to the shop and buying it.
It's like having the tracker on your, food delivery app.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's a revolution, and you can never go back to not knowing when the person's going to knock on your door.
Yeah. I need to be hydrated. Use my locator.
Yes.
Well, let's try the first beer.
Mm. I think it's appropriately named. Hop Hero.
Yep.
The way I've heard the term hero used by people in the alcohol industry, and by that I mean this one gin distiller that I did a class with this one time. When he used the term...
This one time at gin distillery class?
So the way that he used this term was, if it's the predominant flavor, it is a hero. So I would say that the hops are indeed the predominant flavor. What's the standard drinks on this?
It is 1.4 standard drinks for a can, so it's 4.7%.
Okay, and if we have any non-Australian listeners, one standard drink is the amount of alcohol the average human male body metabolizes in an hour.
Yeah, so it takes us 1 hour and 20 minutes to metabolize one of these. Is that right?
1.4? 1.4.
Because 1.5 would be an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not a math teacher. There's another fact about
that. Well, we've learned that one very quickly. Well, let's see. Can you guess what's in this, though? What aromas, the flavors are you getting?
Okay, should I just swish it around my mouth for a bit to... Yeah, okay.
He is drinking. This is not something else for swishing around your mouth.
I'm sure there are some impressive flavor notes in there.
Yep.
But I'm getting hops.
Straight hop. Cool. You have got what is on the front of the can. What are you tasting, Kieran? Hop. Great. Cool. Okay, we've established that in the name.
It is quite fruity. I would say it's not a citrus. I would say it's probably more of a stone fruit, maybe.
Okay. Do you want to know how wrong you are?
Well, I mean, you could just say I'm right and we could live with that.
But you're not.
Okay. Yeah, okay. How wrong am I?
There is grapefruit. mango. Okay, so there's very citrusy flavors straight off the bat. Two of the strongest ones. We might as well just add orange in there. Papaya, green grass. So there's a poor cow out there who's not getting to eat today. Tropical fruit and pine needles.
Okay, well, pine needles, great for starting a fire, but beyond that, why is it in a beer? And the other thing, I don't think I've ever had a papaya, so maybe that's what I'm tasting. Is papaya a stone fruit?
I don't know. Maybe somebody out there can tell us.
Okay, you're a vegetarian. You should know all these things.
I don't have papaya.
I know what all the meats are that aren't fish. You should know
what all what the meats... a papaya is. Do you want me to Google it? Do you want me to find out what a papaya is?
Papaya. I guess so. Hopefully this is good content.
Well, I've typed in papata, papaya, or pawpaw.
I've heard those
fruits with the black seeds in the middle.
Like a passion fruit?
Yeah, sort of like a passion fruit.
Oh, okay, I've seen pictures of them.
Yeah.
I think they have them at our local Coles.
Well, I think... Now, see, the colour of the can is a bright maroon red with what looks to be a very fruity or vegetable...
It's a man-made of hops.
It's man-made of hops.
I described the colour of the can as it's similar to a Dr. Pepper cherry can.
Yes, I think that's what drew me to it, is the Dr. Pepper.
Are you also a fan of Dr. Pepper?
I am also a fan of Dr. Pepper. So good. If Dr. Pepper's listening and he'd like to make a beer of pepper doctors, I'll taste it.
I think really he's just Mr. Pepper. There's no proof he ever got his degree.
Call me doctor. I'm just Mr.
So, I mean, it's a good beer. I'm not going to be one to like hang shit on a startup brewery. The big ones, you can count on it. But look, if I'm being honest, hops isn't my thing. But yep. I know a lot of people who would absolutely love this beer. And if you're a hop person, then the Hop Hero from Slipstream, go grab yourself a glass.
I think it was quite easy to drink. It's very smooth for what it is. Like, there's a lot of flavor in there, but it's not overpowering in a sense. Because there's some that you can get that are very flavorful. They're like tropical fruits. And you taste it, and it's like someone's just punched you in the face with a pineapple.
That is a great description.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, well, aren't you originally from Queensland? You should know how that feels, right?
No, not that far north.
Oh, okay.
Not that far north is this company, I'm pretty sure. They're quite a long way up. They're from Yerongpilly? I don't know where that is.
But Queensland is a large, large place. Kind of like Western Australia, but less deserty.
Yeah, that's an accurate description.
Mm.
Now we're going to have to cleanse our palate.
Yeah, so we're having water here. Homemade formula, I believe.
Yeah, straight out of... Not even a pure tap. It's like a special, like, reclusive brand that no one knows about. It's called SA Filtered Water.
Cool.
Yeah. that's all it is. Mm. Well.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure about you, but I'm fine with water straight out of the tap. Like, not even a pure tap. I'm just fine with...
Oh, yeah.
Tap water. I mean, it's got the fluoride.
Yeah, no, this is straight out of the hose, out the back, if that's okay. It's a Pope hose, so don't worry. It's like a special nice...
Is it okay if I'm not a Catholic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you've just been baptized by drinking that anyway, so it's fine.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Now I have to do a communion.
Anyway. Yeah, every Sunday. I'll see you at church. okay, that's probably too churchy now for the thing. Although, what I do want to share with you is a weird article that came
in. Something
hilarious that popped up. So, have you heard what happened to YouTube recently?
No.
So YouTube put a message out saying, tell us what your most watched video is, what your favorite video is. You know, just asking the general public. You're like, Kieran, what's your favorite video? This one kid just named Ethan said, my favorite video is this one of a cute puppy. And he put a link to it. YouTube actually clicked on it. The person who was doing the social media clicked on it.
Let me guess.
Yeah, they got Rickrolled.
Yeah.
Ethan Rickrolled YouTube, and they replied with, seriously, did you just Rickroll YouTube? And he's like, oh my God, I did it. And then there's, I don't know if you've ever seen The Office, the US version, where Michael Scott is shaking his old boss's hand and he's all like disheveled. And it's just like Ethan the internet.
I think Rick rolling YouTube, everything has come full circle. I think the internet's done now.
We can just close it.
He does. Hey, first episode, best episode, thanks for coming.
Yeah, that's it. It's done. This is going to be the only one.
Yeah, because the internet closed itself by Rickrolling YouTube.
Yeah, it's going to close at the end of the financial year. No more YouTube. No more YouTube, it's like no internet.
Googling Google. Once you Google Google, Google doesn't work anymore.
Whoa. I don't want to try that because I do need Google.
You can always use Bing.
Oh, Bing. Oh, perfect. Or Ask Jeeves.
Does that even exist?
I don't know.
Actually,
but
there was a search engine called Lycos. And as you know, I have a friend who has a similar last name, and he used to say, yes, my last name is Lycos, but like not like the search engine, because he's just spelled properly. Anyway.
Well, maybe every other search engine will now collapse, and the only thing we're going to have is Ask Jeeves and Yahoo Answers. So you ask Jeeves, and then the answer pops up on Yahoo Answers. Nothing else ever.
Great. That's just great. I'm looking forward to, like... You know we're in the apocalypse times when we're talking about Ask Jeeves being the source of all information.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, shall we move on to the second drink?
Yes, let's move on to the second drink.
Okay.
Now, so. I think we should state that we are not actually washing out our glasses in between, but yes, we have both drunk all the beer in our glass.
Yes, we have actually finished it, and we do have some water in between to cleanse the palate.
The palate is cleansed, the glass is not, but hopefully there is enough... Now, well, how about this? The beers have to at least be good enough to destroy the flavor of the previous beer.
Ooh.
Kind of like... Is that
Battle of the Beers.
Like that's kind of like how Highlander works.
What, the show?
No, the film.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, there was... did you not... Have you only seen the TV show of Highlander?
I've only seen like 2 episodes of the TV show, so...
Oh, God, you poor thing. It's awful.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to tell me. This is the best show to watch. You have to watch it.
No, the show is terrible, and the first...
So what scale would you rate it on? Would you rate it as Game of Thrones Season 1 or the last episode of Game of Thrones ever?
I would rate it as every episode of Caillou. That, you know that kid's show with the bald kid that's a dick? That show that in subtle way, you know what?
You had to have watched more than one episode to understand those references.
No,
though.
You don't. No. You watch Caillou once, you've seen all you need to see. Like, in fact, watching Caillou once is hard enough to not destroy your TV out of anger. And you just need to remember, you have a remote, you can turn it off. Please turn off your TV instead of watching a full episode of Caillou.
There's going to be somebody out there listening now that's just going to be like, oh, I could just turn it off? I've been throwing my televisions out.
Well, I mean, you've got one right here. You've got one right here that you're throwing out, right?
I don't know what that... That's just...
Oh, that's just set dressing?
Yeah, that's just a set dressing for this open room that we're in.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's get our next beer going.
Second beer. Okay, so the second beer is called Icon from the Little Bang Brewing Co. So it's a South Australian beer.
Yes, a local.
Yeah, a local beer called Icon. Pretty cool logo.
Yes, it's kind of like an 8-bit, 16-bit early video game graphic.
Yeah.
And actually, these boxes around there, that's the old, like, original, back when they called an Apple Macintosh.
Yeah, there you go. And I love the things I've got on the top here. Steam Ale Hoppy Lager, Australian Legend Bastardization, and I'm Just Thirsty. So, I reckon we could give this a go.
Absolutely. Shall we open it for the...
Yeah. This is fresh. This is not pre-recorded. This is... Live, happening now.
Well, not live, because we haven't uploaded it yet.
Well, yeah.
We're not streaming, are we?
Well, we're not streaming, but we could
have But been. You know what is going to be streaming? The liquid into this glass.
All right.
You've done a similar pour in your glass.
That is a lot of head.
I was going to say, if you did this in a pub, you should...
I'd be fired.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be sacked. Do you want more? Or should we just wait for the head to go down and I'll give you some facts in between?
Yeah, let's have some facts
now. All right. So it started by two guys, Phil and Ryan.
Yeah. Which one of them is the Little Bang?
I don't know. Maybe they're both Little Bang, but they could either... One could be Little Bang and one could be Brewing Co.
One could be Little, one could be Bang.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So Phil and Ryan, apparently both nerds who loved gaming. And then they decided to get into beer and started in Phil's garage in 2013. According to their website. This is direct from their website. SA owned and operated, and they have 19 beers, 4 gins, and 2 wines. That's a lot of beers for a company that's local company.
Look, that is a lot of beers. Just for context, I've been on a bit of a Gordon Ramsay binge lately.
Ooh.
And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that the more stuff that a restaurant has on its thing, on its, like, what do you call it, menu.
Yeah.
Why do I struggle to think of menu? the worse the restaurant usually is. You know, yeah. you want something that specializes. I don't think that translates to beer, though.
No.
Typically, if you make one good beer, you can make a lot of good beers.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm wondering if there's an inverse rule for brewers.
Maybe. If you don't make enough beers, you're not good enough.
I know of a few beer places that do have dabbled in spirits and have made some great spirits. I know some spirit places that have dabbled in spirits outside of their main spirit.
Yeah.
You know, if they're a gin joint, they'll do a whiskey. Or if they're a whiskey joint, they'll do a...
gin, yeah.
yeah. I don't know any that do a rum. But...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of interesting facts. And hey, South Australia owned and operated. And look, I think any little brewery worth supporting because
yeah,
that's
especially when they have two beers, one called Galactopus and Face Inverter. I don't know why I didn't know about the Face Inverter. We could have had that one. What are you drinking tonight, Face Inverter?
But you really should drink two. You need one to invert your face and then one to invert your inverted face back to normal. If you drink one face inverter...
So you need a face inverter and a face extroverter.
No, because then it's just inverting your face again. You invert and then you invert again. And
oh, okay, so you... maths!
Shapes, I think.
Shapes? That's math.
Is it?
Is it? We use shapes in maths.
I think shapes are just a vehicle for math. Shapes exist outside of math.
Yeah, okay, right. Real technical now.
I mean, we could ask, is a line a shape?
I was going to say yes, but then now I don't know. I don't know how to answer
that. Anyway, shall we have a
try?
Ooh, that was interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
Okay, so on the front end of the palate, like the first taste I got, hops.
Mm.
Hop, hop, hop. But then that faded away so quick. And
it did disappear very quickly, didn't it?
Oh, and now I'm getting an aftertaste.
Yeah, so am I.
Mm. I don't mind. It's
like a very wheaty aftertaste.
Yeah,
that's for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is a bit. In the middle, it sort of felt almost sour, in a good way. Sour, like a good pickle.
Yeah.
Like
there's an interesting smell from it as well.
I didn't even smell. To quote, "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia." You didn't think about the smell, you bitch.
Yeah,
I didn't think about the smell.
Well, apparently, according to the text on the Icon beer, it's an Australian lager, but it's not. It's a steam ale, but it's not. It's a session beer and a Greek fest at the same time. It's simple, really, but it's complex. Have we bastardized an Australian tradition? And then they end it off with yes, we have.
Well, look, if bastardizing a tradition is usually a good thing to do. I mean,
why not? Stuff it. Go for it.
I like this one. It's nice. I think for those people who really love their hoppy ones, they're going to get their hop hit, but they're going to get something surprising afterwards. It's kind of like, you know when you get like a box of chocolates and each one of them is like a little bit different.
Yeah,
like a box of roses or something. But
well, what's that other one that everyone gets? It looks like a plaid box.
Yes, I don't know what I think.
Somebody out there is going to be screaming, and they know what it is, but yes. I can't think of it. Old people always get it.
I want to say a Werther's sampler.
The Werther's. It sounds like Werther's.
So it's like you've got one of those, but you've ripped off the thing that tells you which colour is which chocolate, and you're just picking blindly, and you get a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. And you think you're going for orange, but you're not.
Yeah, and it's... Well, look, my first taste of this... as I said, I'm not the fan of hoppiest beers, but my first taste was just like, this is all hops. And that faded so quickly to this fruit. Does it have any flavor notes on there?
Not according to the can. It doesn't have anything on there. It just says, it talks about, we sold craft fraternity. We crafted a simple icon with a computer icon. Have we overthought this? Yes, we have. I love that someone was clearly typing that and thought, no, it just... Whatever's running through my head, I'm going to type that, and it's going to go on the beer. And you know what? I like that.
You know what? If only we could get, you know, Harry Potter was translated into 27 different languages, but how many beer cans has it been on?
Ooh, well.
How many beer cans would Harry Potter fit on?
I don't know. Let's ask J.K. Rowling. Or let's not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. For those of you interested, seeing as no flavor notes, I might just read the barcode while Jason has a sip.
Yeah.
So it starts with a zero. Great number. 7977. Three sevens in a row. Does that make it heavenly? But then there's a 6. Ooh. 998. And then guess what? 777 again. Are they hinting at something with this beer?
I think they might be. I think this seems to be your favourite one, though, because you're more willing to top up the glass.
Well, and of course yours, and I've done just as bad.
Just about as poor. But it's better for yours, worse for mine. But it's going away quickly.
Now, while we're just chatting away idly, I thought I'd tell people sort of where we're going with this podcast.
Yeah, where are we going with this podcast?
Well, it's drinks and it's a discussion.
It is.
It's drinkscussion.
It's a drinkscussion.
And, you know, we've talked about getting some guests on and having them try some drinks with us. You know,
yeah.
We're never going to make someone drink something that we're not going to drink ourselves.
Exactly.
Personally, I'm against fish juice. It'll kill me.
Fish juice?
Yes. No fish juice for these.
No. Oh, that's such a bummer. I was going to have 3 different types of fish juice for us to try.
I hope you like 3 different types of me vomiting. But anyway, the idea is we're going to get some people to have a chat with, have a drink. But we want ordinary people.
Just randoms. Well, like, I mean, randoms in a sense, but people that...
Because there's enough podcasts out there which get, you know... I mean, it's not like we're going to say no to any celebrities who want to have a drink with us. But at the same time...
I'm sure there's plenty of interesting people out there that I'd love to talk to. I'm like, I have to talk to that person.
But
just your regular Joes or Karens, I don't know. Maybe not a Karen.
No, not a Karen.
Not a Karen. Maybe
Joes and Janes?
Joes and Janes. Let's call you your Joes and Janes.
Is it a regular Joe and a plain Jane?
Yeah, that probably sounds about right, yeah.
So, I think if you feel that you do, like, an interesting job, if you do something weird, like that weird, like... underwater scuba sewage cleaning thing. That's kind of interesting. Please change before we come here. But
that would be really interesting. No, Fatbergs. Wow, who thought the conversation would go this way tonight?
And I'm sure the breweries love us talking about this while we're...
Yeah, managing. I mean, why not? You'd hope so. But I think this could go quite well.
Yeah.
I think so talking about a drink and trying them and just... general chatting, but also some bit of fact-finding information,
and
taste
testing. A couple
testing.
Of news articles.
Yeah,
here.
Why not? Just have a bit of fun with it.
But this is anyway, this beer is a good beer. I would probably, if I was going to go down to the brewery myself and hang out there, I would order this.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, I'd order the other beers first because I haven't tried them yet.
I would order the Face Inverter just for the sole fact that I really hope that when they hand me the drink, they also hand a bucket over to me and say, good luck.
That you make it sound like it's like
it's very strong, maybe.
Ooh, okay,
maybe. Cool. Maybe it's just like, we don't think you will make it out if you're alive. Good luck.
Great. Yeah. That's exactly what I want in a drink. It sounds like a pan-galactic gargle blaster.
Okay, we're just going to move on because I don't even know how to reply to that.
Do you know what one of those is?
I don't. It sounds like something off of Star Wars.
Actually, you're not far off.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, I'm not going to reveal it, though. We're going to keep this going for as long as I can. Please don't Google it.
What was it called again?
Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster.
There's so many connotations as to what that could be.
Yeah, there is. They say it tastes like having your head smashed in by a gold brick wrapped in a slice of lemon.
If that's a drink, can we try that?
Look,
that beats my punch to the face by a pineapple.
Okay, well, look, here's the thing. Maybe we should have one at like a milestone episode. Let's say 10 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like an early milestone to celebrate. We'll have our head smashed out by a gold brick wrapped in...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And for those listening, it's not just beer. We can move into other things.
It's
beer is just the easiest one to start with.
Yes, it is drinkscussion.
It's not just beer discussion.
We should mention that could be... We've been having more than just beer today. We've been drinking water.
Yeah,
water. The world's most popular drink, according to that one thing you found.
I know. Let's talk about water. It's water.
It has that same tasteless water flavour. But
wherever you go.
It's life affirming. Well, actually, not wherever you go. There are some places in the world that really don't have water. And hey, if you want to donate to a charity that helps that would be actually really awesome.
Yeah. Actually, one of the things I found out, some countries would brew beer thousands of years, hundreds of years ago, because it was more sustainable to drink than the water, because the water was so polluted and dirty.
Yes,
so the beer was better
that,
to drink for them.
And usually that would be what's referred to today as a small beer. So it was low in alcohol content, but enough to kill off any bacteria and gunk in there.
Exactly.
Better than drinking the water that people have been throwing their sewage into.
So, found a fact online. Apparently, ancient Egyptians used beer for a wide variety of purposes, like most civilizations would have, including an enema and douching. That was literally the line. It just said, ancient Egyptians used beer for a wide variety of purposes, including an enema and douching.
You know what? I think what I've learned from this is that you should clear your browser history first.
Yeah, I probably should.
But you know what? There's a lot of uses for a lot of things. And here's the thing. If they used beer as an alternate to water because it was, you know, the alcohol in it was killing off the bacteria, It kind of makes sense to use it for a medical purpose. Like,
it's weird, isn't it?
You know, let's say, you know, we're in the post-apocalypse period right now. I mean, the apocalypse was a little disappointing and lackluster, but we've had it. And that's
there was no big zombies and things chasing us down the street and having to keep up our cardio, because I changed jobs and I did not keep up with my cardio.
I got wicked into doing nothing. But,
oh, no.
Yeah. So, look, we're in the post-apocalypse now, but here's the thing. If you were in the post-apocalypse and someone needed to do, like, a bit of surgery on you, would you rather they dip the scalpel that's a little bit rusty in a thing of water or in a thing of beer?
Oh, I think I'd go the beer.
Yeah, because I feel like the beer, it's better. I mean, vodka's probably the gold standard. Or actually just, like, rubbing alcohol or something like that. Whatever.
So now I've just got this image of like someone needing emergency surgery and they don't have any sterilizing alcohol there, and someone's just like, quick, throw a beer on him.
Well, beer can be the hero, the hop hero that we've been waiting for. Hey,
well, there you go. Now we'll rickroll there. No, I'm kidding. All right, shall we try the third beer?
Yes, let's go on to the third beer.
Well, so keeping in mind, for those listening, that we have actually already tried two. So we have tried Hop Hero. We have tried Icon, a hoppy steamy ale. Now we are on to 8-Bit IPA.
8-Bit?
Yeah, so when you were talking about 8-Bit before, I was like, wow, he's practically picked the next beer.
Oh.
By Stockade Brewery Co.
Now I hope that when you crack this one open, it does make sort of like a digital beer opening sound.
I really hope that it makes the Pac-Man sound when he falls, when he dies.
Yep.
Or it could sound like Zoidberg, like that.
What if it does like the Mario, you're like,
Yahoo!
It's just a beer. I mean, it was a good crack, though.
Out of the three, though, I think that's got the best consistency of beer cracking.
Well, I mean, I think we're going to have to listen back to the recording and ask the judges what they think. But that was a very crisp crack. And I think part of the crack's not all in the can. The crack's sometimes in the man.
Well, let's keep pouring.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're only doing three today, because otherwise neither of us will get home. I mean, I'm already home, but, you know, you could walk.
I mean, to be fair, I did walk home from your, Broby shower.
Broby shower. Yes,
I can't believe it took me so long to remember that thing as I came up
with it. Yeah, you came up with it, and you've already forgotten what it was called.
So, now, Jason, these are possibly, I mean, your last beers as a childless man.
I mean,
even now, technically, you are not a childless man. But
no, but I think we get what you mean. Yeah. Without a child in the household, because I have one.
Without a child that has entered Earth properly.
Yes.
It's still through the
time capsule and the space portal with the mind stones and all the infinity stones and everything that goes
with it. I mean, that's exactly what my parents told me happens when a man and woman love each other very much. Yeah.
Thanos comes along and snaps a baby.
Yes. So this could very well, depending on how things go, be your last beer as a father to be rather than a father.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and who knows? Like, we've got one on the way, just the one. I'm still convinced it was two up until a certain point, but it's definitely only one.
To be fair, my lovely mother-in-law has made a lot of comments about how one day my wife and I will have red-headed twins. And like, one, I don't know where she gets the redhead from. And two, I don't know where she gets the twins from, because I don't think either are really in our genetic lineage. But hey,
who knows?
I mean, maybe were the twin girls in The Shining redheads? Maybe they could do that as a Halloween thing?
I don't know. I didn't watch The Shining. I've only ever seen that clip where the little kid's on the bike and they're standing at the end of the hallway. That's from The Shining, isn't it?
Yeah, that is from The Shining.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure I had the right movie reference.
To be fair, I also haven't seen The Shining. I just know it exists.
Is that with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, it was with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Jackie Boy.
Yeah.
Jackie Boy Nicholson.
All right. Well, shall we get into this 8-bit beer?
Yeah. Wow, that is strong.
This has a real thick texture.
That is... It's like almost like syrup.
Yes, syrup is good. And it is a very cloudy liquid.
Yeah.
So what's written on the can, Jason?
Well, there wasn't much information. So all I can tell you that it was started in 2015 mm-hmm. and it's made in New South Wales.
Okay.
And they sell 5 different beers according to the website. And it says that it's a throwback, this big bitter West Coast style IPA for a full tilt hop hit with citrus and sweet malt.
Okay, sweet malt. I agree with that.
Yeah, I get the malt.
The hop hit? Not so much.
No, the hop hit I felt was more or less from the Hop Hero.
Yeah, I thought it was something more hot for that. But this beer I found interesting because it didn't mention... Did it mention wheat at all? No, it didn't mention wheat.
I think it did.
Oh, did it?
It did not.
Because I would describe the feeling that I got when this first ran over my tongue was... You know that feeling you get when you just take a bite of a hamburger that's maybe you've bitten off a bit too much
yeah.
in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you're getting maybe more bread than other stuff that you may have wanted.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I was getting.
The food falls out the other end onto your plate and then you cry.
Well, I mean, I don't cry.
Oh, well, we'll just skip over that bit then.
Okay, well, maybe save that for one to your therapist. I was getting a real bread-like texture. And I felt like I had more or less as much as I could fit. I'm really making meme-worthy material, and I'm glad this is our first episode.
Yes. Because
as we gain fans, they'll start maybe memeing us, and I'm glad they're not using this. Please use this.
Well, look, for me, it's very strong.
It is very strong.
Is it the
strongest beer that we've had in terms of alcohol percentage today?
Ha, yes, I believe it is.
So the Hop Hero you said was...
Hop Hero was 1.4.
Yeah.
The Icon was 1.5.
Yeah.
This one is 1.8. The Stockade Brewery...
Wait, 1.8?
What? Sorry, 1.9.
Oh, 1.9 standard.
1.9 standard drink. Are you talking about percentage?
Yeah, because you used the percentage for the last two.
Oh, no. No, I only used the percentage
for
the first one.
Okay, sorry.
But this is a 6.5%.
6.5%, okay.
So this is the strongest one that we've had this evening.
Oh, really? I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Inadvertently, the way I've done them.
But this one just really has a thick texture.
Oh, it is super thick.
I think it's kind of like...
It's a bit more than 8-bit. Well, I think it's more like 64-bit.
Oh, I mean...
If we're talking taste textures, or are you feeling 32-bit? Is 64-bit too much?
No, 64-bit I think is the right amount of thickness. It's where you can finally start to see faces, but you can still see that they're made out of like triangles.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
You know what it is? It's it tastes like the thickness is that of Pierce Brosnan in GoldenEye, the video game.
Wow, okay, that is very specific.
Yeah, you know how it's like, yeah, you can tell it's Pierce Brosnan, but you can also tell that he's made out of a collection of triangles and squares.
Yeah, exactly. You like, you know that it's Pierce Brosnan, but it's not.
It's not. It's just a little too thick.
Yeah.
Like the beer.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. I would agree.
So, what was the brewery for this one?
It was Stockade Brewery.
Look, I appreciate that you've called it 8-bit, but multiply that a bit. It's 64.
Yeah, at least. It's at least 64-bit.
And hey, you can do so much more with those graphics.
Yeah, and it's an IPA, so it's a little bit different from the other ones, because we've had a hoppy ale, a normal pale ale, which was more hoppy.
Yeah.
And now we're having an IPA 8-bit that should really be a 64-bit.
I'm getting some real yeasty undertones. Maybe that's where I'm getting the bread from.
I think that's the
I almost got Vegemite.
Vegemite, really?
Well, Vegemite's yeast, isn't it? I mean, it's just black.
It is. You know, you can use Vegemite with gnocchi, with a Tuscan gnocchi. This is a drink show, not a cooking show.
I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't do Vegemite.
What do you mean you don't do Vegemite? That's it. The last episode. This is the first episode. It's all over. You don't do Vegemite.
Okay, no, to be fair, I have some unusual tastes. Okay, I'm not your everyday man.
Oh, well, what unusual...
I'm your every second
give
day
me man. One... Okay, every second day man.
Yeah, no, not every day.
Every Thursday and every second Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of man I am.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I just... Vegemite, it's not like I hate it. It's just more that, like, there are other things I could have. And I would
love
rather
Vegemite. I could eat a tablespoon of that.
Well, maybe let's save that for episode 100. You can get Taylor Swift of Vegemite, and I'm sure as we accumulate more people listening to this, they'll remind us that you were going to eat a full tablespoon
of Vegemite. Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to find the biggest damn tablespoon I can find.
It's going to be the size of a car tire. That's a big tablespoon, though.
That was a little smaller than I was thinking, but sure.
Oh, that Jesus. Okay, well, let's circle back to that. I'm going to try this beer once more.
Mm. Do we have any more? That's all our beers.
That's our three beers. But there is another fun fact that I can give you.
Oh, okay. Let's have a fun fact.
The oldest continuously operating brewery in the world is located in Bavaria, Germany, because I can't pronounce the town.
Oh, would you like me to have a look at the...
Yeah, so it's Weinsteppen Abbey. It's a Benedictine monks. They've been brewing beer since 1040 AD.
Oh, look, the monks do make some good beer. One of my favorite Belgian beers, the Chimay Grand Reserve, is brewed by Trappist monks, and I'm pretty sure Trappists are the ones, they take a vow of silence.
Wow.
So if they have their own beer and someone says to them, "Do you like the beer?" they can't tell you.
Yeah. They're not allowed to say anything.
No.
So they could hate it, and they're just brewing beer that they actually really hate.
I'm sure one of them has made the mistake of, like, they're brewing this beer, they take a drink and they go, "Oh, that's awesome. Ah, oh, fuck."
Yeah, and they're just like, that's it. And he's the one, only one who's been kicked out of that church.
Oh, yeah, look.
He's out. He's done. He swore.
And
he cussed.
I think speaking is bad enough for them.
Well, yeah, but and going to the cussing level.
We're making a podcast. We can never be those kind of monks.
No, we can't.
But we can enjoy their drinks.
Yeah, we can, exactly. I really enjoy Hugarten.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's the German beer. One. Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
But there's some ones out there, I think some of them have coriander in them and orange.
I love coriander.
Some people don't. I tried them for work and I got them in and they just went, "You're never choosing the beer ever again for Friday drinks." I've been banned from choosing the beers ever since because of that. Although I do really enjoy Tiger beer. Have you had Tiger beer
before? No, I've never had Tiger. I'm one of those Australians who hasn't been to Bali.
That's not Bali. That's Singapore.
Singapore beer. Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, no. Bali is Bali Bintang?
Yeah, Bintang. Yeah. Do you see the Bintang singlet that I'm wearing right now?
No, well, you're wearing a jumper over it, so I guess no.
Exactly. There you go. Point proven.
So, I haven't had Tiger. I've had Kingfisher.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an Indian beer. I've had that at Indian restaurants, but I feel like I've got a feeling that Kingfisher beer is to Indians what Foster's is to Australians. You know,
yeah, but Foster's is really owned by a UK brand now and we don't really drink it.
I have actually had a Foster's.
Yeah. And what's it like?
It is like, I would describe it as beer water.
Beer water. Yes. Actually, that's what my dad used to call Tasmanian beer. And I always agree with him. Then we went to Tasmania for our honeymoon and I'm like, damn it, I actually really like the beer.
Just to specify, when you say our honeymoon, you mean you and your wife.
Yeah, me and my wife, not us. But, I mean, we could have gone. There was plenty of breweries for us to choose from. But...
Well, actually, my wife and I went on our mini honeymoon, also to Tasmania. Well, there you go. We did all the gin and distilleries.
Yeah, that's right. I'll do the beer, you do the gin, and then we'll both meet for the wine.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds good.
So what?
Anyway, I had a Foster's.
Yeah.
I was at a hot wings restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was glad it came in like a liter size can because those wings were too hot. So I drank that Foster's, and it's the only time I ordered it before I started eating the wings.
Yeah.
And I ordered it because it's like, it's the novelty. Like, I was out with some Nashville friends and it was like, here's an Australian drinking the Australian beer. Like, like, it's a bit of a joke. And like, it was cheap. So I was like, whatever, I'll buy Foster's. And then I started eating the wings and then I was like, I'm glad I have like a liter of beer because I'm dying.
Please, you're dying please from the wings?
Yes, they were so hot.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, look, what out of the three beers we've had this evening, what do you think is your favorite, or what do you think the audience would enjoy the most?
Well, I think it depends
on what you really like, isn't it?
Yes, it does. Like, this is an individual taste thing, and I think for my taste, I will say great effort to all the brewers and everyone out there, support your local brewery.
Thank you for coming along today. We'd like to just give you all an achievement award.
Yes, have a participation certificate. For me, the Icon. And I feel like I'm not being a good judge because I'm just giving it to the hometown brewery. But the Icon for me, while it was like the hop hit was, as you said, like a pineapple to the face, the rest of the beer for me was just gorgeous.
I really enjoyed the Hop Hero. I know it's not a South Australian beer. I know it's from Queensland, and I don't know, I just liked it. It was very easygoing and smooth. I just feel like if you ordered that with your meal, you could just drink that, no problem. It wouldn't really affect it. It'd just go down nicely. It's like a softer palate taste.
Yeah, I can see that.
So rather than having like the Icon, which was still really good on its own, I could have the Hop Hero with something, and it's a sort of a blender.
And I will say about the 8-bit by Stockaid, that is, it's very thick, and I think that makes it a great winter beer.
Mm.
I don't think I would enjoy drinking that in the summer. No. I think that would really weigh you down if you were at a pool party. Oh, 100% it would. If you were at a pool party, you would sink.
Yeah, you would. I think the can would sink too.
It's
actually pretty heavy, although there is more still left in that one.
Oh, well, we can have that after the show.
Yeah, we can.
A little sneaky extra drink. But actually, maybe we can make some older... No, we shouldn't do that. That's not a real... That's not even a real cocktail. What? That's not in the Boston Bartender's Guide.
No, it's not. We've all read that.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
We all read that in primary school when we should have.
Yeah, perfect.
So, but no, that is a great winter beer. And I think that one for me, I think that would be great in the context of sitting with someone that you care about very much in front of a nice crackling fireplace.
Wow. Well, that's deep. That's deep. That's a far cry from my punch in the face with the pineapple.
Well, I mean, maybe sometimes you want that.
Maybe
you're training for the latest UFC fight and you need to toughen up.
Exactly. So if you need a bit of lovin', buy a fire, have the Stockaid Brewery Co. If you need a punch in the face with pineapple, have the Icon Beer by Little Bang.
Mm.
Or if you really just want to mellow out with a good meal, you can have Hop Hero by Slipstream Brewing Company.
Well, that sounds like that's a pretty good analysis.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we leave it there for today?
That's day one done.
Anyway, for Drinkscussion, I'm Kieran.
And I'm Jason.
And thank you for listening.